17. 29-17 the score. Naveen will bring it up for the Doan College Tigers. She passes right side, gets a screen from Hagedorn. This is Carolyn Cahill with it. Cahill passes it back off to Barnard. Barnard, left side Bittinger. Bittinger, right elbow to Hagedorn. Hagedorn puts it on the deck. Nothing there. Looks for the backdoor cut. Finds Barnard. Barnard cut off on the play, though, and it's taken away by Paloma. Paloma with a basketball. Paloma up the floor, down to the left side, gives it away to Chapman. Chapman right side, Cruz. Kim Cruz with a basketball. Kim Cruz back to Paloma. Paloma jump stop. Her pull-up jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Hagedorn. It will be Dort College basketball, and the shot clock is off. 21.7 seconds remaining in the quarter. Cruz passes it in to Chapman. Chapman underneath Hulst. Hulst with the left hand, count the hoop, and she's fouled on the play. Micah Hulst with her eighth point of the night, and she'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. Foul's going to go against Bree Hagedorn. That's her first. And free throw on the way for Micah Hulst. Hulst 2-for-2 from the free throw line, now 3-for-3 today. 35-for-65 for the season. And the defenders back to within 9 at 29-20. Well, Dort College has to start getting some stops put together. Bringing the basketball up, the Doan College Tigers. This is Jenna Naveen. Naveen with it on the left side over to Bittinger. Bittinger to Naveen. Naveen lobs it over the top. Shot no good by Bittinger. Bittinger misses the point-blank shot. 1 second remaining, and the shot is swatted away at the buzzer, and that's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Doan College 29, Dort College 20. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in
Dort
a moment.
College.
Doan College, I thought they were shooting it well, and they are. 10 for 14 from the floor thus far, 71.4%. They've made 4 of 6 three-point shots for the defenders, 1 for 5 on 3, 7 of 17 from the field, total 41.2%. Doan basketball after the quarter break. Ball is deflected. Naveen picks it up, gets it back over to Bittinger. Bittinger with the ball. Bittinger dumps it down low, and now we've got a foul on the play called on either Cruz or Hulst. We'll wait for the official indication. And that's going to go on Micah Hulst, and that's number 2 on her. So free throws on the way for Morgan Hill. A pair of free throws. First one is up and down. She's got another one on the way. It's 30-20, pending the second free throw. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Haldirton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by the Dort College defenders. So 1 of 2 made free throws for Morgan Hill. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball. This is Paloma. Paloma at the top of the key, and what do we have? A double dribble called on Alyssa Paloma. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Doan College Tigers. Today's broadcast also made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Hannah Barnard down to the baseline. She shovels it back over to Morgan Hill. Hill's ball, a shot taken away by Kim Cruz after she missed it. Ball's taken away. Dort College coming up with a basketball. This is Paloma. Paloma looking right side over to Chapman. Instead brings it back directly in between the circles. Looking out front for Engbers. Now she goes free throw line to Vredevoet. Vredevoet with a left hand muscles it up. Shot no good. Drew a little bit of contact. Now foul called on the rebound. That's going to come against Kim Cruz, and that's number 2 against Kim Cruz. So Doan College. Doan College with the basketball. Jenna Naveen will walk it up. That's foul number 2 called on the defenders here in this quarter already. Remember the new rules. 5 fouls in a quarter and you end up shooting the double bonus. Pass through the lane is deflected out. Last touched by Doan College. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets it back. Engbers will hand it off to Paloma. Paloma takes the ball up for the defenders, trailing by 10, 30-20. So Dort College, a couple of defensive stops at least. Comes back over to Abby Chapman. Chapman with the right hand, lays it up with the right hand. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Barnard. Barnard hustles it into the front court. She passes off right side. This is Hill. into the corner, shot no good for three. Rebound cleared by Bittinger. Bittinger gets around Palama, and Alyssa Palama is going to be called for a reach-in.
Jordan, foul number five.
It's foul number three against the defenders in this quarter. Kenzie Bausma checks in for the first time this afternoon. Robin Blunt also checking in. Cruz and Chapman check out for the defender. Throwing the ball in will be Bittinger. Bittinger, left side of the lane as we face the hoop, gets it into Hagedorn. Hagedorn, they try to feed it into the lane, back over to Morgan Hill, and at the free throw line, Kenzie Bausma is able to reach in and tie her up. Robin Blunt will inbound the basketball now for the defenders. Blunt gets it into Palama. Palama will bring it up. So Palama up the floor with the right hand. Able to get away from Barnard for the time being. Now gives it back over to Blunt. Blunt looking down low. Pass goes right side. They give it back over to Robin Blunt. Blunt shakes left, goes right. Nothing there. Cut off. Looking for someone to pass to. Fires it back outside for Palama. Palama down to the block. Spins into the lane. Kick out pass back over to Bausma. Bausma down to the baseline. And Kenzie Bausma is fouled on the play. And Kenzie will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Free throws on the way for Dort College's Kenzie Bausma. Dort College trailing 30-20, 7:44 remaining in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Bausma, a 58% free throw shooter, makes one of two. Now answering back, racing up the floor, Bittinger. Bittinger fouled on the play. And Shelby Bittinger will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Cassidy Vredevoad whistled for her second personal foul. Bittinger to the free throw line. She'll shoot two. First one is off the side of the iron, no good. She's got another one coming. She's 4 for 5 now from the free throw line. Morgan Hill checks out of the contest. Brianna Bergquist checks in for the defenders. So Dort College now two post players with a couple of fouls each, and with Shady Yeager dealing with a hand injury, that's going to keep her out until after Christmas break. Brianna Bergquist being pressed into action today. It's 31-21. Bittinger makes one of two. Dort College basketball, Bergquist with it on the elbow. Bergquist gives it back to Angbers. Angbers forces it up. Shot no good from the left block. Rebound cleared. Here comes Doan College. Doan with the basketball. Logan Fanke. Top of the key, Bittinger. Bittinger looking. Goes inside. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Missed it. No good by Fanke. That's Fanke. And Dort College up the floor to Robin Blunt. Blunt to Angbers. Angbers ball fake. Looks down low. Dumps it off for Bergquist. Bergquist layup good. 2-point basket off the assist from Angbers, and the Dort College defenders trail 31-23. 6:40 remaining. Bergquist pokes it away. Palama comes up with it. Palama up the floor with the ball. Right hand. Shot is good. Palama with a 2-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders have scored the five of the first 6 points, and they've cut into the lead. They've got it down to 6, 31-25. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout charge to Doan College. Doan leading 31-25. Dort College in a little bit of foul trouble, but they have cut into the what was a double-digit lead. They've got it down to 6 at this point. Doan basketball, 10 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Pass out front. Cross-court pass is taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt with a left hand, lays it up good. Robin Blunt with a 2-point basket, and the Dort College defenders trail by 4, 31-27. Bittinger at the left elbow. Bittinger's pass deflected, and they say that Doan is saying that Palama touched it. And the officials will say that Palama did touch it. So it goes into the backcourt. It will be Doan College basketball. Throwing the ball in for Doan will be Shelby Bittinger. Bittinger gets the ball inbounded to Naveen. Naveen in between the circles, picks up her dribble. Looks right side, goes over to McKenna Dodd. Dodd comes back right side. Look for the pass to the right. Dodd will put up another three. This one's up and good. McKenna Dodd with her second three-pointer of the day. Doan extends the lead back to 7 at 34-27. 5.5 left to go in the first half. Palma down to the baseline, cut off. Comes back over to Bausma. Bausma outside to Blunt. Blunt, top of the key, left side, Bausma. Bausma driving with the right hand, puts it up in traffic, shot good. Palma with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 39-24. Doan basketball. Dort College has been as close as 4. It's now 6, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Beg your pardon, it's now 5. And the rebound off of the missed shot is tapped out of bounds by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop.
Also returning for Doan, 21, Morgan Hill.
Morgan Hill will check into the ballgame for Doan. Throwing it in is McKenna Dodd. And Doan to throw it in. Still looking is Naveen. Naveen gets it in to Barnard. Barnard down to the baseline. Her shot no good. Rebound cleared by Jamie Gasing. Gasing gets it away to Palma. Palma right side to Chapman. Chapman looks down low. Gasing splits the defense, drives in, has it stripped away from her as she went up with the left hand. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan College. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort to throw it in. Defender basketball. Bausma gets it inbounded to Chapman. Chapman, 12-footer, left baseline, rattles out, no good. And Doan clears it out. Here come the Tigers for the basketball. Morgan Hill to Naveen. Naveen, left side to Barnard. Barnard, cross-court pass, swing it into the corner. They dump it down low, right-handed. Shot is Broman. Broman with her first 2 points of the day. And the defenders trail it 36-29. Back to a 7-point margin for Doan. Out front, Bausma. Bausma catches, fires. Her three is no good. Rebound taken away by Naveen. Naveen, left side, comes over to Dodd. Dodd into the corner. Three-pointer, missed it, no good. A rebound cleared by Gasing. Jamie Gasing passes it off to Palamon. The ball is loose, down on the floor, picked up by Doan. Doan, Dodd. Dodd, layup good. McKenna Dodd driving right-hand side. She's got 8 points, and the defenders trail it 38-29. Doan threatening to make this a double-digit ball game again. Chapman looking down low for Bergquist. Chapman puts it up in traffic. Her shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by Doan. Tiger basketball, 3:37 left to play first half. Right side with it is Naveen. Naveen back over to Dodd. Dodd, another three. And McKenna Dodd off of the bench for 11 points, 8 of them here in the second quarter. She's at the ball game, and the Doan College Tigers have taken a 41-29 lead. Palma turns it over. Dodd with the steal. Dodd with the crossover move, and she's going to be called for traveling. So McKenna Dodd with the hot hand, 3 threes and a 2. And the Doan College Tigers have retaken a double-digit lead. They lead 41-29. Doan has led by as many as 14 today at 29-15. Dort College had it down to a 4-point ball game at 31-27. Up the floor, Cruz. Cruz right side, Chapman. Chapman three, no good. A rebound cleared by Cruz. Cruz off of the glass, no good. Another rebound up and down, this time for Cruz from the left side of the lane on the putback. Her first 2 points of the day. Dort College trails 41-31. Right side of the basketball is Julia Reed. Now Dodd. Dodd shovels it off inside. Reed underneath, cut off. And we've got a 3 seconds in the lane violation charged against Doan with 2:43 remaining here in the first half. Michael Hulse checks back into the ballgame with 2 personal fouls. We'll see how long she is able to go without picking up her 3rd personal foul. They try to pass it inside to Robin Blunt, and Blunt is fouled on the play. Well, no, it's down on the ground, and we have a tie-up. Jump ball alternating possession. It is Doan basketball. So Doan with a basketball. Bringing it up is Julia Reed. Reed with it at the point. Reed working against Cruz. Comes back right side. And driving in and laying it up is McKenna Dodd. Dodd with another 2. She's got 13. Tigers lead at 43-31. Dort College basketball, they pass it to Chapman. Chapman looking underneath for Hulst. Hulst spins, puts it up, gets blocked on the play, and ended up coming down with it. No jump ball, but instead is a travel violation called on the defenders. And with 2:02 remaining, Blunt checks out of the ballgame. Jora Vanderhart checks in. Doan College with the basketball. Naveen goes left wing to Cahill. Cahill right side, Dodd. Dodd fires it into the lane. Nearly a tie-up, and it is a tie-up. Abby Chapman able to reach in and tie the player up at the free throw line. Dort College will have the basketball back. Engbers tosses it in, gets it into Kim Cruz. Engbers will bring it across half court. Cruz goes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing, well beyond the three-point line. Comes to Vanderhart. Vanderhart left side over to Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz down to the baseline, puts it up with a right-hand shot, no good. And a foul on the play called against Doan. Two shots on the way for Kim Cruz. Foul's called on Cahill, and that's foul number one on her. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Cruz makes one, misses one. Dort College trails 43-32. Paloma is back in. Kim Cruz will check out. Doan's basketball, Naveen. Naveen across half court. Naveen has it on the right side over to Dodd. Dodd's spin move drives into traffic, and nobody can stop McKenna Dodd right now, playing with a ton of confidence. 15 first half points for Dodd. Coming off the bench, she was averaging 6.8 points per game entering the contest. She's more than doubled her season average already. Spin move, hook shot to the right-hand side. Down to the baseline is Michael Hulst. Hulst makes it an 11-point ball game, 45-34. And now a pass over the top. It's tipped away out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle. You'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Chapman with the basketball on the right side. Chapman over to Paloma. Paloma spots up, puts up a three, missed it short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by McKenna Dodd. Dodd with the basketball. Dodd gets it away to Hill. Hill to Dodd. Dodd driving with the left hand, dumps it off underneath, intended for Hagedorn. And Hagedorn trips and falls, and she's hurt. Hagedorn shaken up, and she will get up and try to walk this off. And we will see a reserve come in for the Doan College Tigers, Jesse Hunt. And Hagedorn, it appears it was an ankle that she might have twisted. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Inbounding the basketball will be Cassidy Vredevode. Vredevode tosses it into Paloma. 29 seconds remaining in the half. Dort College with a chance to cut into the now 11-point lead, and Paloma turns it over on the sideline. Costly turnover by the defenders. Had a chance to get this down to a single-digit ball game at the half, and now instead will be playing defense. Jesse Hunt back into the game for Doan. Doan leading 45-34. Now Doan can take the last shot of the first half. Doan College basketball. Jenna Naveen with it at the center jump circle. Naveen working with it on the right-hand side. 13 seconds, now 12. Dort College does not have a foul to give. Foul sends Doan to the free throw line. Bittinger drives right hand, misses the layup. Rebound taken away by Bausma. 3 seconds remaining. Ahead to Engbers. Half court, lets it fly. Shot wide, no good. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Doan 45, Dort College 34. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing at halftime, 45-34. In all honesty, this one had the makings of not a good outing for the defenders, and they recovered in the second quarter of play to make it an 11-point ball game at halftime. Let's take a look then at the statistics. First of all, let's tell you how we arrived at this point. Doan jumped in front early. Dort College battled back from an early 6-point deficit to make it 12-11. Doan then pulled away to a 29-15 lead. That was their biggest lead of the first half. They settled for a 9-point lead at the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter, Doan saw Dort College chip into the lead and get it all the way down to 4 at 31-27 before Doan got back in front by double figures, leading by as many as 12 at 43-31, and then 13 at 45-32 before Dort College scored 2 points at the end of the half to make it 45-34, our score at the break. Dort College, 40.6% shooting from the floor, 13-32. 1-for-8 on three-pointers, 7-of-9 on free throws. For Doan College, 16-of-27 in the first half, 59.3%. They made over 70% of their shots in the first 10 minutes of play. Doan was 6-of-11 on three-pointers for 54.5% shooting in the first half, and 7-of-9 from the free throw line. Both teams have 16 rebounds at half. Dort has 10 turnovers. Doan has 12. Doan College is led by McKenna Dodds, 15 points, 6 of 7 from the floor, including 3 of 4 three-pointers, 14 points for Shelby Bittinger. 6 points for Jenna Naveen, 4 for Hannah Barnard, 2 for Heather Broman, 1 for Morgan Hill, and 3 for Bray Hagedorn for their total of 45. For the defenders, 11 points for Micah Hulst, 4 for 6 from the floor, 3 for 3 on free throws. 4 points each for Alyssa Paloma and Abby Chapman. 3 each for Kim Cruz and Paige Engbers. 2 for Cassidy Vredevode. 1 for Kenzie Bausma. 4 for Alyssa Paloma. 2 each for Jamie Gaisnick, Robin Blunt, and Brianna Bergquist. Michael Hulst has 5 rebounds at the half. 2 rebounds each for Jamie Gaisnick. I beg your pardon. 3 rebounds for Kim Cruz. 2 for Jamie Gaisnick. Dort College with a total of 4 assisted baskets in the first half of play. 2 steals for Alyssa Paloma. No one, by the way, has more than 1 assist for Dort College. Doan College, topped by Jenna Devine's 3 assists. Heather Broman and Shelby Bittinger have 2 assists. Bittinger and Hill also have 2 steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at what's happening around the Great Plains Athletic Conference right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Halftime scores in women's basketball. Hastings leads Morningside 31-29. These are all women's scores. Briarcliff leads Nebraska Wesleyan 39-34 at the half. Midland leads Dakota Wesleyan 38-32. Concordia leads Mount Marty 37-33. And the College of St. Mary leading Northwestern at the half 45-38. Coming up broadcast-wise on KDCR the next week, Dort College Defender basketball takes most of the week off. Testing begins on the Dort College campus to close the first semester on Monday and runs through Thursday, I believe. Might even be Friday at noon. But Dort College will play Concordia in women's and men's basketball. In 6 days, they'll be playing next Friday evening, or this coming Friday evening. Note the start time for the women's game, 5. Start for the women is 5. The start time for the men, 7 o'clock this Friday night. And then it's a little bit of time before Dort College resumes play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more from the Haddock Center on the campus of Doan College, Crete, Nebraska, right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College against Doan in women's college basketball. We're at halftime. Doan leads at 45-34. Both teams have made their re-entry from the after spending some time in the locker room, going through their halftime adjustments and plans for the second half. They are getting ready for the second half of play. Men's contest scheduled to begin at about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Dort College versus Doan in that conference men's basketball game at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Coming up following the conclusion of our women's broadcast, Wireless World post-game wrap-up. Stay tuned. At the conclusion of today's contest, we'll have the statistics, coaches' comments, and wrap up this afternoon's basketball game. That's at the conclusion of our women's basketball game, and then, of course, the men's game as well. Back with the second half play right after this.
KDCL.
We pick up play in the second half. The Doan College Tigers, Hannah Barnard, makes a two-point bucket. Michael Holt misses a shot in the lane on the other end, and we are back in the flow. Doan College leading 47-34. Ball fake. Bittinger drives in. Shot blocked by Holst. Rebound. Holst. Here comes Dort College back the other way, trailing by Baker's dozen. Long pass ahead to Vredevoet. Vredevoet, layup is good. Cassidy Vredevoet with the two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders trail 47-36. Doan basketball out front is Morgan Hill. Hill kick out Bittinger. Bittinger down to the baseline, spins, nothing there. Comes back out front to Jenna Naveen. Naveen with it on the right elbow. Naveen back over to Bittinger. Bittinger into the lane, comes back outside to Naveen. Naveen with it right side over to Hill. Hill layup is up and good. Morgan Hill with 3 points, and the defenders trail by 13 again at 49-36. 8 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Dump it down low for Michael Holst. Kick out back over to Chapman. Chapman, three ball, misses, too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Barnard. Barnard with it, left side over to Bittinger. Bittinger, crossover move into the lane, nothing there. Comes back left side. She comes over to Broman. Broman, right wing. They kick it into the lane. Broman, right-handed hook, shot no good. Rebound saved in by the Tigers, but it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Doan and Morgan Hill. It'll be Dort College basketball. 7:35 remaining in this third quarter. Kim Cruz will bring it up. Cruz across half court, goes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman to Paloma. Paloma rattles in the three-point bucket, and Alyssa Paloma has 7 points. Defenders trail by 10, 49-39. Hannah Barnard with the basketball at the free throw line. Barnard to Naveen. Naveen down to the baseline. Naveen comes back over to Barnard. Barnard to Bittinger. Bittinger, shot no good. Rebound controlled by Holst. Holst back over to Paloma. Paloma right side to Cruz. Cruz gives it up to Vredevoet. Vredevoet trying to back her way in, and a hold is called on Morgan Hill. Hill's whistled for the personal, her first. So Kim Cruz will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Dort College's Kim Cruz. Engbers checks in. They lob it in to Holst. Holst, middle of the lane, has it stripped on the way up by Bittinger, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing it in will be Kim Cruz. Shot clock got reset in the process, so I think they're going to have to hit the recall. And Kim Cruz will throw it in for the defenders. Cruz looking, gets it into Engbers. Engbers ball fake, 18-footer is up, short left hand, no good. Left hand side, no good. Rebound controlled by Doan. Back over to Bittinger, stolen away by Paloma. Paloma out the floor, over to Vredevoet. Vredevoet with it on the left side. Picks up her dribble, comes back over to Paloma. Paloma in between the circles out front. She goes right side over to Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz to Vredevoet. Vredevoet to Paloma. Paloma with the basketball. Dump it down low for Holst. Holst trying to make it a single-digit ball game. Instead kicks it over to Engbers. Engbers to Paloma. Paloma, three, rims out, no good. Rebound controlled by Doan. Coming away with the basketball is Morgan Hill. Hill, left side over to Barnard. Barnard with it on the left wing. Barnard will put up the three, rattles it, no good. Rebound controlled by Michael Holst. Holst ahead to Paloma. 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Right side pass over to Engbers. Engbers to Cruz. Cruz back over to Vredevoet. Vredevoet underneath, intended for Cruz, and Cruz can't hang on to it. Goes out of bounds, last touched by the defenders. It will be Doan basketball, up by 10. So Doan has the basketball back, leading 49-39. One foul on the defenders in this half. Doan has yet to be fouled for an called for an infraction. Doan, they dump it down low to Broman. Broman reverses it outside to Mackenzie Dodd. Dodd has it blocked away by Micah Hulst. Doan will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop as the ball went out of bounds. Doan triggering Bittinger. Bittinger left side to Dodd. Down to the baseline is Bittinger. Bittinger at middle of the lane to Broman. Broman, two-point bucket. Good, she's got four. York College trails by 12, 51-39. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz goes right side to Engbers. Engbers looking down low, gets it in to Hulst. Hulst, nothing there. Engbers, Engbers left side. Cruz, Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz comes back to Vredevoet. Vredevoet into the lane. Her shot is good. She's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play. Vredevoet with a pair of field goals. Here in the second half, has three for the ball game, so 6 points, and she's shooting to try and bring this back to a single-digit ball game. Currently at 10, 51-41. Vredevoet, a 57% free throw shooter, puts it up with the right hand, too strong, no good. 41-51, Sedort College trails by 10. Bittinger with the basketball at the top of the key. Bittinger, the senior from Milford, gives it off left side over to Barnard. Barnard, reversal, back over to Bittinger, sets, fires three. In and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Micah Hulst. Micah Hulst closing in on yet another double-double. Vredevoet tries to give it off to Engbers. It's taken away by Bittinger. Bittinger drives in with the right hand. Can't get it to roll in. Rebound taken away by Bittinger. Bittinger with it out front. Goes left side. Comes back over to Dodd. Dodd thought about the three. Instead passes it out front to Bittinger. Bittinger with it in between the circles. Bittinger will back it out, works it in against Engbers. Left side, Dodd. Dodd down to the baseline. They collapse on her defensively. Now Bittinger, eight to shoot. And we've got a foul called on the defenders in the half-court defense. That's going to go against Dort College. Cassidy Vredevoet. Vredevoet earns her third. And Robin Blunt will check into the ballgame for Dort College. Blunt checks in. Vredevoet checks out. And the Tigers, Shelby Bittinger, will throw it in. They trigger it in to McKenna Dodd. Dodd in the lane, lost it, picks it back up. This is Barnard. Barnard, jumper in the lane, good. She's got 8 points, four in the first half, another four here in the second half as she pulls up on the left-hand side of the lane and knocks down the short jumper. Robin Blunt with the basketball, goes right side, back over to Engbers. Engbers with it on the wing, lob pass down low, intended for Michael Hulst, and it's tipped out of bounds by Heather Broman. Dort College catches a break. Bausman, Gasing check in. Cruz and Engbers check out. Throwing it in will be Bausman. Bausman to trigger. Bausman gets it into Hulst. Hulst reverses back over to Blunt. Blunt off of the glass, good. Robin Blunt with a two-point basket. She's got four. And the defenders trail by 10, 53-43. 53-43, Barnard. Barnard with it. Comes back over to Doan College's Bree Hagedorn. Hagedorn unable to knock down the free throw line jumper. Dort College has it back, trailing by 10. Robin Blunt with it on the right side. Now Gasing. Gasing will split the defense, hesitates, lays it up, gets fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw and try to complete the three-point play. So Dort College back to within single digits. This is the first time Dort College has been down by less than 10 since it was 38-29. So Gasing trying to make this a 7-point ball game with a made free throw here. First free throw and only free throw for the freshman from Sioux Center is off the mark, no good. And Dort College trails 53-45. Doan basketball, Morgan Hill down to the baseline. Floater no good, rebound controlled by Bausma. Bounce him over the basketball, gets it away to Paloma. Paloma with it up the floor. North College down 8, looking down low for Hulst. Micah gives it back over to Blunt. Blunt muscles it up with the right hand, good again. Robin Blunt with 6 points. North College trails 53-47. North College cutting into the lead. 2:43 remaining in the first, in the third quarter. Doan with it, right side drive is Barnard. Barnard gets it to go, and she's fouled as she went baseline. I believe it was Robin Blunt who committed the foul after she got beat on defense on the baseline, gave up the baseline, and Barnard was more than happy to take it, laid it up, and got it to go, and she's fouled on the play. So North College trailing 55-47. Free throw on the way for Barnard, and Barnard now with 7 second-half points. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Ball is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball, and Doan now with a chance again to extend the lead to double digits. They'll be throwing it in the backcourt. That's Morgan Hill. Hill gets the ball inbounded to Naveen. Naveen will take it up. Naveen passes right side, and we've got a reach-in foul called on the defenders. It's either going to be on Gasink or Micah Hulst, and Hulst picks up her third in the process, 2:16 remaining in this quarter. Throwing the ball in for Doan will be Logan Fanke. Fanke gets the ball inbounded. This is Barnard with it. Barnard goes left wing to Hill. Hill tests the waters right side, nothing there. Now Barnard. Barnard at the free throw line. Fires it back outside. Might have been a travel. Naveen shovels it back over to Hagedorn. Hagedorn down on the left at block. She spins it back out for Naveen. Naveen jumper in the lane. Shot too strong off of the glass. Rebounds loose. Picked up by Kim Cruz. Cruz has it. Two players around her. And here come the North College defenders. So Kim Cruz able to take the rebound away. Pass goes right side. Blunt. Blunt back to Gasink. Gasink left side to Paloma. Paloma with the basketball to Robin Blunt. Blunt with it, 15 to shoot, 1:35 on the game clock. That's left to go in the third period. Comes over to Gasink. Gasink with 4 points. Comes back over to Paloma. Paloma spots up on the three-point line. It's short, no good. Rebound Naveen. Naveen with the basketball. Here comes Doan. Right side pass to Barnard. Barnard with it on the wing. Hannah Barnard with it. Gives it to Hagedorn. Hagedorn, round the horn they go. Back left side over to Morgan Hill. Morgan Hill to Hannah Barnard. Barnard with it in between the circles. She's got it on the left side, hesitates. Kick out pass to Naveen. Naveen, three is up and good. Jenna Naveen with her third three. She's got 9 points. And Doan is back in front, 58-47, back up by double digits. 50 seconds left to go in the third period. Kim Cruz to Robin Blunt. Robin Blunt loses the handle, kicks it left side over to Paloma. Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this.
Christian.
Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Grenville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle, see the appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Kim Cruz with the basketball, 14 seconds on the shot clock, now 13, down to the right baseline, nothing there, spins it out for Chapman at the top of the key. Dump it down low for Vredevoad. Vredevoad posting up, her shot spins into the lane, good. Vredevoad with 8 points, defenders trail by 10, 59-49, shot clock is off as Doan can hold for the final shot of the quarter. Pass goes right side, 18 seconds left to go. Now 16 and 15. Shelby Bittinger out front, guarded by Vredevoad. Bittinger will drive in, right hand, lays it up, good. Bittinger with her first points of the second half. Dort College trailing, 4 seconds remaining. Cruz racing up the floor. Cruz splits the defense, her lay-in is good. And the two teams swap buckets in the final 10 seconds of the first half of the third quarter of play. And we go to the quarter break with Dort College trailing Doan 61-51. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the fourth quarter of play right after this. Dort College 8-14 in the third quarter from the floor, 57%. Doan 7-18 in the third quarter, for 38.9%. Doan holds a slight 26-25 rebounding advantage. Both teams have committed 13 turnovers. Ord College is led by Micah Hulst with 11 points. She also has 9 rebounds and 3 block shots. For the Doan College Tigers, McKenna Dodd with 15 points. Shelby Bittinger has 16. Bittinger has 16 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block, and 3 steals in 23 minutes of play. For Hulst, she is 1 rebound away from her 8th double-double of the season. Ord College with playing in their 13th game here this afternoon. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Dort College a chance to cut into the 10-point lead again. They were as close as 4 in the third period. Chapman passes it off to Cruz. Cruz gets around Bittinger, lays it up, and they're going to wave it off, say the foul came before the shot. Foul's going to go on Bittinger. Bittinger whistled for her first personal foul. And that is team foul number 1 on Doan here in the fourth quarter of play. Pass goes left side over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the elbow. Comes back over to Paloma. Paloma spins on the baseline. Gets the shot to go. And Paloma now has 9 points. And the defenders continuing to whittle away at the lead. Doan pulls away. Dort College cuts it down. Doan basketball. Right side is Morgan Hill. Hill gives it up to Barnard. Barnard misses the shot. Hulst comes away with a rebound. She now has 10 for the ballgame. Pass into the front court by Paloma, though, taken away by Naveen. Naveen with the basketball. Right side back over to Hill. Hill in between the circles. They dump it down low for Broman. Broman facing up against Hulst. Instead gives it back over to Barnard. Barnard with the basketball. Barnard looking down low. And we've got a hand check called on Alyssa Paloma. That's foul number 2 on Paloma. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Doan basketball, the Tigers to throw it in. They get it in over the top to Naveen, a fresh 30 to work with for the Tigers, leading by 8. Pass goes into Broman. Broman with a left hand. She crosses over and gets the shot to go. She's got 6. And the Tiger lead is back to 10 at 63-53. Right side, Cruz. Cruz looking down low. Dumps it in for Hulst. Hulst spins. Got bumped. Her shot no good. Rebound taken down by Bittinger. Bittinger lost it. Picks it back up and will resume her dribble. Bittinger with it on the left side. Bittinger left side to Broman. Broman on the left elbow. Driving in. Shot with the right hand. No good. Rebound controlled by Cruz. Cruz, they're going to try to trap her. Instead, she heads up the floor. Kim Cruz splitting the defense again. Nobody stops her. Lays it up the right hand. Shot no good. And a blocking foul called on Bittinger. Bittinger whistled for her second, and Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair, where she is 1 for 2 thus far today. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com and by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor, I beg your pardon, Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. 63-55, Dort College trailing by 8. 8 minutes remaining in the ballgame. Pass comes out front to Morgan Hill. Hill to Broman. Broman shot blocked by Micah Hulst. Rebound Micah Hulst. And the defenders come away with a basketball. Pass right side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz looking down low. Cruz gives it up to Vredevoad. Vredevoad outside to Engbers. Engbers with the ball. Dort College a chance to cut into the 8-point lead with a made bucket. They feed it down low for Hulst. Hulst kick out. Engbers. Engbers 3 ball. Good. Paige Engbers, her second 3 of the day. Dort College trails by 8. I beg your pardon, by 5 now. 63-55. Dort College whittling into the lead. Bittinger with the basketball. Pass comes left wing. This is Hill. Hill at the top of the key. Hill to Bittinger. Bittinger crossover move. Drives in against Vredevoad. Lays it up. Good. Shelby Bittinger with 8 points. And the Doan College Tigers call a timeout, leading 65-58. Bittinger taking it right at Cassidy Vredevoad. Vredevoad playing with 3 personal fouls, not wanting to pick up her 4th just yet with 7:10 remaining. And Bittinger takes advantage. She has 18 points. Timeout, Doan, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Doan 65-58 in women's college basketball. So Dort College down by 7 with 7:10 remaining. Dort College will need to come up with a run of points at some point. Got to get some stops and then pick things up. Pass goes over to Paloma. Paloma back over to Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Cruz across half court. Lost it momentarily. Dort College picks it up. This is Chapman. Chapman with the ball back over to Paloma. Paloma goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz to Chapman. Chapman right side. Cruz. Cruz against a Doan defense. They've gone to a zone. 2-3 zone. Dort College spends most of that possession getting people in the right spots, and then they get it to the free throw line to Vredevoet, and Vredevoet is tied up on the play. Turnover. It'll be Doan basketball. So Doan gets the basketball back. So Doan in that timeout go to a 2-3 zone. Dort College trouble identifying it and getting a good shot out of it, or any shot for that matter. And Doan gets it back with a chance to build on the 7-point lead. Pass into the corner. Three on the way is off the mark. No good by Naveen. Dort College comes away with it. This is Kim Cruz. Cruz with the right hand driving the length of the floor again, and she's fouled. And for some possessions, that has been Dort College's most effective offense, and that was just simply Cruz going coast to coast, going straight at the rim, and she got fouled. She's got a layup to her credit, and she's also been fouled a couple of times doing simply that. And Cruz now with 7 points. Hits that one too hard off the heel, no good. Another free throw on the way for Kim Cruz. Cruz, a 5'7 junior from Hull, Iowa. Free throw is up. Free throw, no good. Rebound controlled by Doan College. So Cruz misses both free throws. Doan with a chance to push the lead back to 9 or 10. 6:07 remaining. Right side, Bittinger. Bittinger well beyond the three-point line against Vredevoet. Double-teamed. Comes back over to Morgan Hill. Hill to Bittinger. Bittinger sets, fires three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down by Chapman. Chapman over to Paloma. Paloma with a basketball. Alyssa Paloma right side over to Cruz. Cruz on the wing back over to Chapman. Chapman in between the circles. Right side it goes Paloma. Paloma to Chapman. Chapman at the top of the key. Left side Cruz. Kim Cruz looking down low. Finds Paloma. Paloma loses it. Taps it back over to Chapman. Chapman shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by the Tigers and Bittinger. 5:30 remaining in this contest. Doan leads it 65-38. Shot from 15 is off the mark, no good. Another rebound for Micah Hulst. Up the floor, Doan has it. This is Paloma. Paloma with the ball. Alyssa Paloma, left side Chapman. Chapman gives it back over to Paloma. Paloma at the top of the key, left side Vredevoet. Vredevoet, they dump it down low, and the help defense coming down to dig down on the pass to Hulst. It was Naveen, and Naveen knocks it loose. Dort College on defense now, 4:57 remaining. Doan maintaining a 7-point lead. They call another timeout with the basketball. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Doan basketball, Dodd. Dodd out front. They kick it back over to Dodd, and Dodd knocks down another three. That's her first basket of the second half. Doan back in front by 10, 68-58. A steal by Doan. Shelby Bittinger is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Alyssa Paloma. Paloma whistled for her third personal foul. Doan College to inbound the basketball. This is Bittinger. Bittinger to trigger it in. Bittinger looking down low. Instead, they pass it to Julia Reed. Down to the baseline. And Barnard tried to pass across court. It's tipped and taken back by Dort College, down 10. Shot by Vredevoet, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. 4:16 remaining in this fourth quarter of play. Kim Cruz to throw it in with her team down by 10. Doan with a couple of fouls to give before Dort College gets into the bonus. Dort with one foul to give before Doan will shoot free throws. Kick out pass back over to Engbers. Engbers three, no good. Rebound Cruz. Cruz shot, no good. Cruz another offensive rebound, and the putback is good. Kim Cruz with 9 points, and the defenders trail 68-60. Well, is that first quarter run by Doan going to be enough for them to hold off Dort College? Bittinger drives in with the left hand. Layup good. Bittinger with a 2-point bucket. She's got 20, and the defenders trail 70-60. Dort College was down 29-20 at the end of the first quarter. Cruz passes it up the floor to Hulst. Hulst back to Palama. Palama into the lane to Vredevoet. Vredevoet layup good. Cassidy Vredevoet with 10 points, and the defenders trail by 8 again, 70-62. 3:20 remaining. Bittinger tries to shovel it off. It's taken back by Hulst. Hulst comes away with a loose basketball. Up the floor with it is Palama. Palama on the right side to Cruz. Cruz on the wing. Cruz to Engbers. Engbers thought about the three, decides against it, comes back into the left corner, Palama. Palama with it, drives the lane. Her pull-up from eight, no good. Rebound, Hulst. Hulst, kick out, Engbers, three, no good. Rattles it, and the rebound taken away by Dodd. Dodd with the basketball. Dodd will take it up. She goes left side. This is Reed. Doan basketball. Leading 70-62 are the Tigers. Reversal over to Reed. Reed down to the baseline. Cut off on the play by Palama. Dort College starting to run out of time. 2:32 left to play in regulation. The clock not in Dort College's favor here. Inbounding will be Bittinger. So Bittinger to throw it in. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop on the three-point line. Fires it into her post player, and unable to hang on to it was Claire Phillips.
For Dort, 22, Abby Chapman.
Chapman's back in. Bausma is out. Throwing the ball in will be Cruz. Cruz gets it back from Palama. Cruz dribbling on the right-hand side, gets it to Chapman, middle of the floor. Abby up the floor with the basketball. Chapman gives it back over to Cruz. Cruz looking for Palama. Instead goes back over to Chapman. Chapman to Hulst. Hulst spins. Shot good. Michael Hulst with a 2-point bucket. She's got 13. And the defenders back to within 6. 70-64. You're a couple of stops away now. A couple of stops and a couple of buckets away from making this a really interesting ballgame. 2 minutes remaining in regulation. On the right side with the basketball, Doan will milk the clock. Naveen with a 10 to shoot. Back to Bittinger. Bittinger gets around. Her player tries to lay it off, and it's off of a Dort College player out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan to throw it in. And a timeout on the floor charged to Doan. They have one remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Doan College basketball, 5 seconds on the shot clock. They're throwing in right side of the lane. Dort College goes to a man-to-man defense on the inbounds pass. They get it into Broman. Broman in the lane, shot blocked by Hulst. Rebound taken away by Gasink. Dort College giving themselves a chance here at the end. Palama with the basketball, and Dort College will now use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. They'll set up a out-of-bounds play and set their offense. With 1:35 remaining, down by 6. Back with more in a moment. Doan College on defense. Dort College with the basketball. 1:34 remaining. They get it out front to Palama. Palama over to Chapman. Chapman with it on the wing. Chapman looking down low. Abby Chapman down to the baseline. Chapman pinned underneath the basket. Tries to get it over to Hulst, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College still down 6, 70-64, 1:23 remaining. Kim Cruz to throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Palama cuts to the basketball. Instead, they get it over to Chapman. Chapman gives a shot missed, but Palama's there for the putback, and the defenders trail by 4, 70-66. 70-66. Doan basketball as we approach a minute remaining in regulation. Right side pass over to Dodd, and Dodd is fouled almost immediately by Abby Chapman. So that was foul number three on the defenders in this quarter. So Doan will not have the Doan will not be shooting free throws. I don't think they ever reset the shot clock. 1:02 remaining. Pass goes right side. This is Bittinger. Bittinger with the basketball. And another foul called on Dort College and Kim Cruz. And that's foul number four on the defender. So now Dort College doesn't have a foul to give. Jamie Gasink will be inbounding the basketball. So Gasink will guard the inbounds pass. With it is Naveen. Dort College down two possessions. Naveen out front, guarded by Palama. Right side it goes Bittinger. Bittinger guarded by Gasink. Out front, Dodd. Dodd, right side, Barnard. Barnard back over to Naveen. 15 to shoot for Doan. Doan has one timeout remaining. They pass it back to Bittinger. Bittinger with it on the left wing. They'll milk the clock. Pass goes right side, and Bittinger travels with it. Chapman and Vredevoad checking into the ballgame for the defenders. Checking out Gasink. And who else checked out? Bausma. Bausma and Gasink check out. Dort College inbounds to Palama. Palama will bring it up the floor. 30 seconds remaining in regulation. Dort College down four. With it is Vredevoad. Vredevoad at the free throw line. Back over to Cruz. 21 seconds and she's stripped. Bittinger comes away with it. Dort College has to foul now. And Palama commits the personal foul. Bittinger will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 16.3 seconds remaining. Bittinger will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Bittinger with 20 points. She had 14 at halftime. And has made two field goals here in the fourth quarter and now a free throw. She can extend it back to a six-point ball game. Her team leads 71-66. Another free throw on the way for Bittinger. This one's up, and that one is no good. Another rebound for Micah Halls. 14 seconds remaining, and Dort College will use a timeout. They've still got one remaining, so timeout with 13.9 seconds left to go in the contest. Doan 71, Dort College 66. Dort College with a basketball in the backcourt when we resume play right after this. 71-66 our score. Dort College down five. Our score. 13.9 seconds remaining. Throwing it in will be Micah Hulst. Hulst throws to midcourt. Overshoots her intended receiver. It's taken by Chapman, though, off the deflection. Abby's three, no good. Rebound tipped and taken by Cruz. Comes out to Ingbers. Ingbers, three ball on the way, good. With 4.2 seconds remaining, Paige Ingbers knocks down the three. And the Dort College defenders back to within two, 71-69. It'll be Doan basketball inbounding when we resume play. We'll keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker by the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Doan inbounding the basketball. Dodd to throw it in. And now Doan will use their final timeout. So both teams are out of timeouts. Dort College trails 71-69. Doan is inbounding length of the floor in front of them when we resume play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Shelton, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop. Serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Doan inbounding now in front of their bench. They could advance the ball in the closing moments and reach in foul called on Robin Blunt. Jenna Naveen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And a couple of made free throws pretty well ends this. 71-69 our score. 3.3 seconds left on the game clock. Free throw by Naveen is up, hangs on the rim, and falls through. Naveen with another one on the way. She's got 10 points. Dort College down three at this point. Both teams out of timeouts. They'd have to go length of the floor and get a shot off. Naveen's free throw is off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Vredevo. 1 second left. And unable to get the shot off. Is Paige Engbers. And Engbers stripped to the ball near midcourt. And that's our final. Doan leads wire to wire, 72-69. They never relinquished the lead. We were tied at two. Other than that, Doan led the entire way, and Doan hangs on to win it, 72-69. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of today's women's college basketball game right after this. Doan College defeats Dort College 72-69. Doan led at every quarter break. They jumped out to a 29-20 first quarter lead, led by 10 at halftime. I beg your pardon, led by 11 at halftime, 45-34. Dort College made it a 10-point ball game at the end of the third quarter, 61-51. Dort College outscores Doan in the fourth quarter of play, 18-11, but it's not enough. Doan holds on to win it by three, 72-69. Dort College for the ball game, 28 of 62 shooting, 45.2%, 4 for 17 on threes, 23.5%, 9 for 15 on free throws, 60%. For the Doan Tigers, 27 of 56 from the floor, 48.2%, 8 for 18 on threes, 44.4%, 10 for 14 on free throws, 71.4%. Dort had a healthy 39-30 rebounding advantage. Dort College committed 18 turnovers. Doan committed 17. Doan had 12 steals. Dort College had 8. 10 assisted baskets for the Tigers, 9 for the defenders. Dort College was led in scoring today by Micah Holst with 13 points. She records her 8th double-double of the season. She had 14 rebounds as well. 11 points for Alyssa Palamont, 10 for Cassidy Vredevo, 9 by Paige Engbers. She went 3 of 7 from the 3-point line, 3 for 9 for the ball game. Kim Cruz had 9 points. She was 3 for 6 from the floor and 3 for 6 on free throws. Abby Chapman with 4 points. Jamie Gasink with 4. Robin Blunt with 6, all in the first half. Brianna Bergquist had 2. Beg your pardon, Robin Blunt had 4 points in the second quarter. She made a couple of field goals, I should say, in the second half. Rebounding, Micah Holst with 14 rebounds to lead all players. 9 by Kim Cruz, so she has 9 points and 9 rebounds. 3 rebounds each by Jamie Gasink and Alyssa Palama. For the Doan Tigers, 11 for Shelby Bittinger, 6 for Hannah Barnard, 4 for Jenna Naveen. I should say Jenna Naveen had 3 rebounds and 4 assists. Heather Brawlman and Shelby Bittinger each had 3 assists as well. Bittinger had a game-high 5 steals. For the defenders, Palama, Holst, and Cruz all had 2 assists. Holst had 5 blocked shots. Alyssa Palama had 3 steals. Dort College falls to 4-9 overall, 1-6 in the G-PAC. For the Doan Tigers, 7-6 overall, 1-5 in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a rundown of what else is happening in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Finals that we have at the moment, Briarcliff defeated Nebraska Wesleyan 80-57 in women's play. Dakota Wesleyan over Midland, 78-72. Concordia dropped Mount Marty, 77-59. No report on Northwestern and the College of St. Mary. Morningside and Hastings in the closing moments. Morningside leads it by three. Let's take another break and we'll be back, hopefully visiting with Coach Katie DeWitt Severson. After today's women's college basketball game, Dort College loses it 72-69. Dort College back in action this coming Friday evening. Let's take another break. Be back with more on the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. Going into the final week before the semester break for Great Plains Athletic Conference teams, we've got a log jam at the top of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Four teams tied at 5-1. Another one lurking at 4-2, and another one building a little momentum at 4-3. Here are the scores, the complete scoreboard now for women's basketball. Morningside holds off Hastings at Hastings, 71-70. Briarcliff downs Nebraska Wesleyan, 80-57. Dakota Wesleyan over Midland, 78-72. It was Doan over Dort, 72-69. Concordia over Mount Marty, 77-59. Northwestern down College of St. Mary, 81-69. Hastings, Dakota Wesleyan, Briarcliff, and Morningside all rated in the top 12 in the most recent NAI coaches poll. They're all 5-1. Midland is 4-2. Concordia is 4-3 and winners of two straight. Northwestern is 3-3. Mount Marty and Nebraska Wesleyan are 2-4. Doan is 1-5. Dort is 1-6. College of St. Mary is 0-6. Next action, Hastings is at Mount Marty, Midland is at Briarcliff, Doan's at Dakota Wesleyan, Nebraska Wesleyan is at Northwestern, Concordia is at Dort College. All of those are the final games before the Christmas break in conference play for the various Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball teams. So Concordia at Dort happens this coming Friday evening. The rest of the games are scheduled for Saturday afternoon contests. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back to wrap it up and jump into the men's contest right after this. Let's visit with Coach Katie DeWitt Severson as the Dort College defenders drop a three-point decision to the Doan College Tigers in a game that felt like Doan was in control most of the way, Coach, but your team battled and gave yourself a chance at the end in a few more minutes. It maybe turns out differently, but too big an early hole to dig out of, it seemed.
Yeah, in the first half, we really just couldn't get a stretch together where we could get stops. We would start to make a little bit of a comeback, and it just felt like we couldn't get over that 7 to 8 point hump. And then we'd let them stretch it back out a little bit. And to give up 29 points in the first quarter is just unacceptable defensively. We just didn't come out ready to get stops, and we've got to change that mentality for our team.
In the second half, you're able to put together a run. You put together several runs, in fact. You got it down to 4 or 5. They'd push it back up to 10 or 11. You're finally able to make a real charge at the end, get it down to a one-possession ball game. What finally clicked at the end that allowed your team to get back to a single-digit ball game?
Honestly, I just felt like they kind of felt like time was running out, and they really needed to buckle down and play some defense and get rebounds, take care of the basketball. You know, we did have it at a point where I thought we could score, and we just didn't execute offensively. Which I thought we actually did pretty well for most of the game, even though we didn't necessarily always get baskets out of it. But I just think they changed their mentality a little bit down that last stretch.
Michael Holst, another double-double and another 5 block shots as well. It's become commonplace. We don't want to take that for granted, obviously, but she has put together a pretty decent stretch for you in the last couple of weeks.
Yep, there was a couple times where Micah kind of hung her head a little bit, and I just had to go back and remind her how well she has been playing and what she has been doing for us. When she touches the ball, good things happen for us, whether she scores or not. And we just need to get her a little bit more confident when she doesn't necessarily put the ball in the hole and help her feel like she's more valuable than just as a scorer and a rebounder. She can actually help us as a passer, too.
Next Friday you play Concordia again and try to wrap up the conference or pre-Christmas portion of the schedule, taking on a very good team again. You faced them just not that long ago. How do you handle test week with this group in terms of practices and things like that?
You know, we're going to practice on Monday just to kind of get our legs back, give them an off day on Tuesday, especially since we're playing a team that we just played recently. But we're going to work a lot on ourselves. We're going to watch a lot of film. We are definitely going to continue to try and build on the things that we did well again today. I thought we executed well, and we're just going to try and fix some things defensively. We have the scouting report ready to go, which is a little bit nicer than most weeks. And the girls kind of know what to prepare for. So hopefully it'll be a little bit lighter week for them. We have some things to keep them relaxed in there with some Christmas stuff. And I just hope we can come with a little bit stronger mentality with the relief from classes being over for the semester and kind of knowing what to expect next week.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson talking about today's contest. And the Door College Defenders drop a three-point decision on the road this afternoon to the Doan Tigers, 72-69.